Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Balaghal ula bikamalihi kashafad duja bi jamalihi hasunat jami'u khisalihi sallu alayhi wa alihi. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan, bikum to every one of you once again, alhamdulillah, to this program called The Early Echo. In today's episode, we shall be discussing something which is very interesting, and it was part of my interest as well, as far as superstitious or being superstitious, as well as believing in bad and ill omen is concerned. So therefore, inshallah, azza wa jal, what it is to be superstitious as well as to believe in these things, what does Islam say about them? Yeh sualat kai martaba aate rehte hain. To inshallah azza wa jal, aaj ke is program mein hum bad shugni ke hawale se kalam karenge, and we will present to you the fatawas of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, of course, that is in light with the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and the commandments of Allah azza wa jal in the holy Quran Pak. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, alhamdulillah, our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned in a hadith, man salla alayya balaghatni salatuhu wa sallaytu alayhi wa kutib lahu siwa dhalika asharu hasanatin. The glad tidings of rahmat and of mercy has been given to the one who recites the Durood-e-Pak. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who recites the Durood upon me, his Durood reaches me. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, I do istighfar for the one who recites the Durood and sends salutations and salams for me. I supplicate for him. I do istighfar for him. And in addition, 10 virtues are written in his books of deeds. Allahu Akbar. 10 virtues are written down for him. This is the blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmato ke taj wale, do jaha ke raj wale, arsh ki mi'raj wale, aasiyo ke laaj wale, ja kani ke waqt aana, kalmae tayyab padhana, chehrae anwar dikhana, saath ima ke uthana. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. Let's ask, take off with our program for today by listening to a beautiful kalam. To inshallah azza wa jal, we will be listening to this kalam, this naat, and let this inspire you. Let this make a difference in your lives, inshallah, azza wa jal. Whereas, after listening to this naat-e-paak, you will be happy, inshallah, azza wa jal. Chalein, kalam sunte hain, uske foran baad hum dobara apne program ke saath hazir hote hain. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, aqa, aqa,
वो कौन है जिनके दर पर मांगने वाला नहीं नहीं सुनता? वो कौन है जिनकी रहमत का दरिया खुद प्यासों को तलाश करता है? वो कौन है जिनके इशारे से लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाएगा? यकीनन वो कोई और नहीं, जूदो करम वाले, सखावत वाले, रहमत वाले, रब के हबीब ہمارے آقا ہے.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
دھارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے, وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. دھارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے, وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے, وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے, وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا, فیض گیا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا. آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا, آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا, یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے, فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے. خس عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا کی حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ویوز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدینہ چینل موونگ بیک ٹو آور سبجیکٹ which we have selected to speak about today, and that is regarding being superstitious and believing in bad and ill omen is one of the weaknesses in our society at large. Actually, it's a global thing. People actually go and buy and purchase newspapers to see their star there, and agar wahan kuch bura likha hota hai to hum bura bhi maan jate hain. If there's something good written there to hum khush ho jate hain. So being superstitious, what does Islam say about this? So remember, there is no concept of considering any person, place or thing as to be ill-omened. There is no such thing in Islam. This is the bottom line. Inshallah Azawajal, as we go along, we will try and explain these, because these are only superstitious thoughts which comes to the mind of a person. سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ has also given an answer to a question, a similar question that was posed to سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ in regards to being superstitious. So سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ replied and said, there is no such thing in Islam, in Sharia. In fact, Sharia says that اذا تطیرتم فمضوا, when a bad omen comes to your mind, then do not even act upon that. Do not act upon it. Because there is no place in Islam for these things. Furthermore, it is only the manner of other religions. On such occasions, Muslims should recite, Allahumma la tayra illa tayruka, wa la khayra illa khayruka, wa la ilaha ghayruka, and should then go and leave for their work. They should not hide in their homes and wait for that person to move, or whatever they had seen, for example, for that cursed thing to be removed, and then they would leave for their work. They should recite this and believe that no, there's no such thing at all, and they should go for their work, and whatever work they were supposed to carry out for the day, they should do it with certainty and not believe this ki usko dekhne ke baad aaj mera din gaya kaam se, aaj mera din acha se guzrega nahi, aaj main jis kaam ke liye ja raha tha wo kaam rukne wala hai ya nahi hoga. Why? Because there is no such thing in Islam. So there are two types of omen. One is ill omen and one is good. There is a good and there's a bad. So Allama Maulana Muhammad bin Ahmad Ansari Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala has written in Tafsir Qurtubi that a good omen is when you receive good impression about the act you intend to perform after hearing something good about it. It applies when the thing you have heard is good, but if the thing you heard is bad, for example, then Sharia has commanded that we should still be happy. And we should not think that because we have heard of that or we have seen that, it will certainly be bad. No. If the news was good, then have hope that it will be good. But if the news was bad, then have hope it will still be good. And do not believe that such and such thing will happen, this evil will get to you, and therefore you will be ruined, or your day will be ruined, or your life will come to an end. These are all the traps of shaitan, and there is no such thing that exists in Islam. Islam is a very open and a very clean and a very beautiful religion, subhanallah. Islam is the way of life, and it directs and it helps all its followers to follow the true teachings and the footsteps of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So from the good omens and from the bad omens, I mean, how do we expect and what should we expect? So the difference between good and bad omen is basically that bad omen is prohibited by Sharia and good omen is mustahab. To believe in something which is good, it is mustahab. You will get reward for thinking like that. Otherwise, there is no sin if you don't believe it to become good in your life. So good omen is actually mustahab, but the bad one is actually prohibited because such things do not exist in Islam. One can accept goodness from the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from good omen, whereas hopelessness breeds bad omen. Good omens bring about comfort and pleasure in whatever he does, especially in his heart, whereas bad omen brings about struggle and he never accomplishes the tasks that he wants to do in his life. Allahu Akbar. Bad omen brings about grief and anxiety without any reason. Whereas the good omen leads a human to success and prosperity and makes them a practicing person. Whereas bad omen breeds disappointment, laziness, and idleness, leading to demotion. This means, dear viewers on this Madani channel, that they are good and they are bad. The good is mustahab, whereas the bad is forbidden. It is prohibited. We should not put our trust in that. We should not believe in that bad that's going to happen because there is no such thing. Inshallah, examples I will be giving very soon, inshallah, as we go along with this. But before we go there, inshallah, let us listen to some examples or some ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that when you feel jealousy, do not exceed limit. When you develop bad presumption, do not believe in it. And when you take any ill omen, get that work done and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Secondly, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three things will certainly remain in my ummah: bad omen, jealousy, and ill presumptions. A blessed companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can the person who has these three habits get rid of them? How can he leave these three habits? Number one is jealousy. To have jealousy, to experience this in your heart for the next person. Bad omen and bad presumptions. To think bad of the next person. Ye jo teen buraiyan hain, hum isse kaise apne aap ko bachayein? How can we get rid of this? The Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you feel jealousy, jab banda jealous ho jaye, to make abundance of istighfar. Allah Allah. Number two, when he has bad presumption, then do not stick to it. And number three, when you have any bad ill omen, then do not believe in that as well. Rather, do the work that you were about to carry out. Do and perform that action which you were going to do. Of course, it has to be lawful and a good action. So, agar aap kaam pe ja rahe the, to jaate rahe. Aap ye na soche ki ye karne se ye hone wala tha, wo karne se wo hone wala tha. Allahu Akbar. So, look at the lives of our pious predecessors, inshallah, azza wa jal, and there are such lessons to learn from this. When Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he was traveling to fight with the Kharijis. It has been mentioned that a fortune teller obstructed the way of Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem and said, Huzur, aap ladai karne ja rahe hain, aap, you are going to fight with those people. To sune, at this moment the moon is in Scorpion. It is not a good sign for your victory. In other words, if you leave in this condition, to aap haar ke wapas aayenge. To better hai ki aap na jaye. Allahu Akbar. He obstructed Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, Sher-e Khuda, in his way, telling him not to go ahead with this. But Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told him that, look, my beloved Nabi, my beloved master, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not believe in this. Inhone kabhi ye believe hi nahi kiya, nor did they ever follow this. Therefore, this means now I have to oppose you, and now I will have to go and fight with the Kharijis. Saying this, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu left, subhanallah. He set out of this journey. Allah azza wa jalla had placed so much of barakah and abundance of blessings in this journey of Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that subhanallah, there was more blessings placed in this journey than any other journey after the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came back with victory after winning that battle. Allahu Akbar. Now, dear viewers on the Sabadeen channel, you tell me, was he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu supposed to believe in him and stop and pull back from his mission, from his maqsad? Or was he supposed to continue with his journey? Look at the answer he had given, subhanallah. So we should also not be superstitious. And because of these things, we put ourselves into problem and we put others also into problem. Khud bhi hum doob rahe hote hain aur dusron ko bhi doobte chale jaate hain. How many unnatural and how many funny things are there out there in communities, inshallah? I'm about to mention them one at a time and you will be shocked. But before that, even more important subjects in our communities which we should be discussing. For example, har mahina is the mahina in the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every month and date and day and time has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the month of Safar is the month created by Allah Azza wa Jal. But this month, being Safarul Muzaffar Sharif, the month of success, hum khud hi keh bhi rahe hote hain Safarul Muzaffar, Muzaffar ka lafz keh bhi rahe hain aur hum maan bhi rahe ki hamara kaam nahi banega. Allahu Akbar. The month of success. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Badini channel, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had said that in Islam there is no day or moment ill omened. However, some days are actually holy. Actually, if you only understand the virtues and the blessings of Safar al-Muzaffar Sharif, to sunay Hadrat Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem and Fatimah Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha got married in the month of Safarul Muzaffar Sharif. Allahu Akbar. The Muslims were blessed with victory in Khaybar in the month of Safarul Muzaffar Sharif. The victory of Khaybar was when? We all talk about the victory of Khaybar when Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem lifted that door with his hands, which 40 strong men could not carry together. Hum jab Khaybar ki baat karte hain, Allah Azza wa Jal had given the Muslims victory in the month of Safarul Muzaffar Sharif. Saifullah Sayyiduna Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, kitne bade sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyiduna Uthman bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, these gigantic and great sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in came into the blessed court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 8th of Safar al-Muzaffar Sharif and they embraced Islam. Itne bade sahaba ikram ne, they accepted Islam on the 8th of Safar al-Muzaffar Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, Mada'in, Allah, 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 was also conquered in the 16th Hijri in the month of Safar al-Muzaffar Sharif. So this month is considered to be extremely lucky, but unfortunately, many people globally believe that this month is the month of bad luck. Bhai, hume safar nahi karna chahiye, is month mein bahar zyada jana nahi chahiye, shadiya nahi karni chahiye. In this month here, we should not open any good business. We should not do anything. Rather, what people do in this month of Safar Sharif, khas karke Indo-Pak mein, ye ek kehle custom hai, it is like a custom that they would make Kabuli chana. Kabuli chana is like a chickpea. Is given or balls of kneaded flour are poured into the ocean, into the river, to get rid of the bad lucks. The last Wednesday in particular of the month of Safar al-Muzaffar Sharif is known to be a bad luck month, a bad luck day. Or rather, some of them say it's considered to be very unlucky, to this extent that they would, on the last Wednesday in the month of Safar, they would close their businesses, they would perform, they would go sightseeing, they would go out of their homes, they would take their family for picnic and get-togethers, they would perform and celebrate it like a total off day. And the concept of doing this is to say, well, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sick and he regained recovery from his illness. So out of celebration, we do this on the last Wednesday of Safar al-Muzaffar Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has said, people consider the month of Safar to be unlucky. They do not have marriages. As I just mentioned, there's no rukhsati. Shadi agar ho bhi jati hai, to rukhsati nahi karenge, kyunki ye Safar ka mahina chal raha hai. Allahu Akbar. Further, they also avoid many other such types of acts, including journey and the date of 13th. جو تو 13 تاریخ ہے نا, اس تاریخ کو خاص کر کے کچھ نہیں کرتے اس تاریخ میں. وائی؟ بیکاز اٹس اے ویری ان لکی ڈے, کچھ بھی ہو سکتا ہے ہمارے ساتھ. سو دس بد شگنی اور ٹو بلیو ان دس, ٹو بی سو سپرسٹیشیس اینڈ ٹو بی سو ایل اومن از ایکچولی ناٹ ان اسلام. اے پرسن شوڈ ناٹ بی لائک دیٹ. دس از آل فرام شیطان اینڈ اسلام ہیز نو اسپیس اینڈ پلیس فار سچ تھنگز. Rather, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, aage badhe. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Some people act is that the month of Dhi Qaada is unlucky. This is also very wrong. The month of Dhi Qaada is nothing like that. Any person should not think the dates such as 3, 13, 28, 23, 18 or 8 are also considered to be unlucky. In fact, there are certain nonsense happening, especially in the European countries, that they do not even have the number 13 in their lifts. Agar wo building bana rahe hote to 13 ka lafz dete hi nahi hai. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12. After number 12 they'll go 14 15 16, they will skip 13. Even in the hospitals, agar there is a bed, they would come right up to 12, they would skip 13, they will go to 14. Hospitals and hotels. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because of being superstitious. Ki tera number na bad luck number hai. Astaghfirullah. Allahu Akbar. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us. In fact, in Sahih al-Bukhari, as far as the month of Safar is concerned, sunay, in Sahih al-Bukhari Sharif, volume number 4, page number 36, hadith number 5757. Why I'm saying this? Because this is for reference and we should always refer to them. The words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is La Safara. Safar is not anything. There is no such thing in the month of Safar, because these things used to also happen before as well. So the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered them by saying, La Safara, there is no such thing in this month like that as you assume. This month is a good month. In other words, any good work that you wish to carry out, you may carry out in this month. Subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, there are different forms of omen in our community, in our society at large. Furthermore, inshallah, after I want to elaborate a little more, and this custom could be existing in your city, or this bad omen or suspicion that I'm speaking about could be in your home as well. So as of today, get rid of it. Sweep it out. It doesn't need to be in your life. اب چھوٹی چھوٹی باتیں آپ کو ستا سکتی ہیں, آپ کو پریشان کر دے گی مینٹلی فزیکلی عقل کے طور سے نا. یو کین جسٹ گو کریزی ایٹ ٹائمز. فار ایگزامپل, وائل ٹیکنگ آف شوز سم ٹائمز, جیسے ایک دوسرے کے اوپر نہ رکھیں ورنہ گھر میں لڑائی جھگڑے ہوں گے. ماں باپ لڑیں گے گھر میں, بچے کہتے ہیں مدر اینڈ فادر ول فائٹ. سو ڈونٹ کیپ دا شو اپون ایچ اندر, ڈونٹ کیپ اٹ اپ سیٹ ڈاؤن رادر. سو دس از ال اومن وچ از ناٹ ٹرو. فردر مور, اٹ ہیز بین سیٹ پیپل بلیو دیٹ اف دی آئی ٹوچز, کبھی کبھی پلکیں چھپکتی رہتی ہیں, فرام دا ان سائڈ اسٹارٹس بیٹنگ. سو دس از آلسو سیٹ دیٹ اٹس بیڈ ال اومن. دس از آلسو ناٹ ٹرو. سم ٹائمز دے سے ڈونٹ سویپ آفٹر دا گیسٹ اینڈ دا مہمان از گون. اب صفائی کرنی ہے, اتنا سب کچھ پھیلا ہوا ہے, صفائی کریں گے تو پھر برکتیں بھی چلی جائیں گی. دس از آلسو ال اومن وچ از آلسو پیپل دیٹ بلیو ان, پیپل تھنک دس ٹو بی ٹرو. سم ٹائمز رات کو 12 بجے 2 بجے صبح کو بلیاں یا کتے جب بھوک رہے ہوتے ہیں یا چلا رہے یا رو رہے ہوتے ہیں, when they are crying, I'm talking about the cats and dogs, then people get scared. Hey, this is a very big bad luck. Something bad is going to happen now. You must see tomorrow something is going to definitely happen. This is also not true. And this is, of course, something which is false. Furthermore, if a person opens his business and the first customer comes in, wo kuch nahi kharida, kharidne se pehle hi bahar chala gaya. Ab jo dukandar aadmi hai bolta hai, bhaiya aaj to nuksan hone wala hai, pakka nuksan hone wala hai. Why? Because my customer came, he did not buy, and the first customer is the blessing that he brings and come, and he never buy and purchase anything. He went empty handed. Aaj to pura din mera gaya kaam se. This is also false and ill omen. There is no such thing that exists like that. Furthermore, agar kisi ki shaadi hui, nayi dulhan misal ke taur pe, a bride, she gets married and she walks into her groom's house for the first time, into her husband's house. Ab ittefaq se kisi ka jana likha tha, kismat mein tha ki usko usi waqt jana tha, and he dies, he passes away. اب لوگ کہتے ہیں کہ بھائی شی براٹ بیڈ لک اینڈ کیم, بیکاز دا مومنٹ شی پٹ ہر فٹ ان دس ہاؤس لک واٹ ہیپن, اے میت ہیپن ان دا فیملی, سمبڈی ہیڈ ٹو پاس اوے. دس از آلسو بد شگنی. یو نو ون شوڈ ناٹ ایون پرسیوم دیٹ ٹو بی دا کیس اور ہیو دس ال اومن ان ہم دیٹ بیکاز آف دیٹ دس ہیپن. یا اگر کسی عورت کے پاس زیادہ بچے ہوں, مطلب لڑکیاں ہی ہوں لڑکے نہ ہوں, تو وہ بھی سمجھتے بد شگنی. فردر مور, اٹ ہیز بین مینشن دیٹ If a woman who's expecting a baby, a child, she's pregnant. Now, since she's expecting and she may deliver the baby anytime, she's not allowed to go near the dead. Why? Because the dead will affect the child. Allahu Akbar. So this is also wrong. False news. One should not even believe in that. Rather, when you see a mayyat, you would be reminded that one day you would also go from this world. You should make isali sawab for that person. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, if a operating scissors, people who playing catchy ke saath koi bar bar you kare, to kehte ki bhai aisa mat karo. Kyun na kare? It has been said because then miya bibi ghar mein ladai jhagda karenge. So this is also ill omen. Allahu Akbar. If pots and pans are striking one another in the house, agar bartan ke saath awaazi ki ja rahi hain, to bhi kaha jata hai ki don't do that. It brings about fight and quarrel in the home. Allahu Akbar. They believe if there is lightning and storm outside the house, for example, then the elder brother of the house should not leave the house because definitely something will happen to him. Allahu Akbar. Ye sab cheezein is from shaitan dear views on this Madani channel. Agar chota bacha kisi ke upar se guzra, so bhai tum kyun guzre ho, da wo bacha badega nahi ya wo banda badega nahi. Agar bacha so raha ho and somebody who is elderly than him steps over the child, kisi ke upar se aap guzre, so they say do not do that. Why? Because that person won't grow then. Now you must go back. Agar aap aage gaye the, ab usko rewind kare. Agar forward gaye hain to rewind karke wapas le aaye taaki wo dobara you hoke jaye. All of this is un-Islamic and unethical. Allahu Akbar. We should not, a pregnant woman should not cut anything with a knife during the solar eclipse, because her child will then be born with her hands, with his hands or foot maybe cut or torn. Do not squeeze the clothes of a newborn baby too hard. Ye bhi kehte hain ki jo bacche paida hote hain kapde ko zor se nahi nicholna dhote waqt. Why? Because this will cause pain in the baby's body. So this is also ill omen. Allahu Akbar. Kisko dekha, kahan dekha, kaise dekha, wo jaisa bhi tha. And anything wrong happens to us, then pakka ho jata ki bhai, maine kaha tha na, usko dekhne ki wajah se hi hua. Ye karne ki wajah se hi hua. Now when we start to believe this, it is a mental torture. Pata ek waqia hai, main aapko sunana cha raha hoon, inshallah isko sune aur mehzooz bhi ho. There was a king who set out on a journey with his army, with his troop, with his people, and with all his power and his shan, shokat, status, with his sawari, when he set out on the journey of hunting, shikar khelne ke liye ja raha tha. So people heard the awaz and the sound of the horse's hooves. They began to give way because this king never used to like that people must come on his path that he's traveling upon. So people gave way to him. Ab jaise wo ja raha tha, then he saw a person who's one eye blind, jiski ek aankh na ho, misal ke taur pe. He's one eye blind. So anyways, this person raaste mein bichara baitha hua tha. So this king, as he was going past, he stopped, he saw, he said, "Arey, ab main isko dekh liya hu, aaj mera jo hunting hai, aaj jo shikar khelne ja raha hu na, aaj mera din gaya kaam se." In other words, mera din successful nahi jayega, kamyab nahi jayega, main jis maqsad se ja raha hu mera wo kaam nahi hoga. Why? Because I saw this one eye person, jiski ek aankh hai, ye kahan se dikh gaya. Ab Allah maaf kare, kuch log sochte hain manhoos ka lafz istemal karte hain, bad luck kehte hain, bad luck, it is not right, it is not good, etc, etc, etc. Nonetheless, the king said to his army, to his soldiers, isko pakad lo. And why did he come here on this path? Mujhe pasand nahi hai ki mere raaste se koi guzre. Ab isi ko guzarna to isi ka chehra dekhna bhi tha subah subah. So therefore, tie him to this pole. Iska punishment ye hai ki when I come back, shikar khelne ke baad, when I return, then I will decide ki ab iske baad iske saath karna kya hai. Aane ke baad main decision lunga, filhal decision nahi lunga, isko bandh do. And he put one person with him, ki tum iske paas khade rehna, jab tak ye wapas na ho. Allahu Akbar. So happened, dear viewers on this Madani channel. Then the king went, aur ittifaq se aisa hua ki us din jo se shikar khela, he caught so many animals, he hunted so many animals and birds that he never even did before in his life. Shocked, even jo uske saath jo wazir the, jo uske saath jo dusre log the, sab kehne lage, huzur aaj to aapne kamal hi kar diya, koi nishana aapka chuka hi nahi. Every time you fire an arrow, you got an animal. Itne janwar, itne parinde, so many birds and animals you have caught. King bhi khushi se phool pada ki aaj to mera din bahut acha guzra. Anyways, all of that was loaded onto a two-wheeled cart, aur phir usko le jate gaye, le gaye. अब जब वापसी में उस जगह पे पहुंचे जहां पे वो बंदा बंधा हुआ था खंबे से, देन इट वाज बेसिकली time to take a decision ki ab faisla kya lena hai. So isse pehle ki wo king bacha kuch kahe, before the king could say anything to him, the one-eyed person, he said, Huzur, ek baat kehna chahta hu main. Aaj aapne mujhe dekha, today you saw me, meri ek aankh nahi hai, but today you saw me, aapka itna achha din guzra. Today your day was so nice, look at the animals you have caught, look at the birds you have caught, you have hunted, because you saw me, your day was spent so beautifully, it was so successful. But mujhe dekho, aaj maine aapko dekha, mere saath ye suluk hua. Today I have seen you and I have been punished for seeing your face. So who is lucky and who is unlucky? You saw my face and your day was so successful, whereas I seen your face and today my day was just so unsuccessful. I have been punished, I have been tortured, I have been tied here all day in the scorching heat. So therefore, your face is indeed a bad luck face for me to see early in the morning. This was to give a tana. Usko tana dene ke liye, chot pochane ke liye, taki wo samjhe. And then the king, then he made toba. He repented for what he done. He sought forgiveness and given apologies. And thereafter set that man free. This was to explain that there are causes and there are reasons for us to think like this. The first reason for us to have ill omen, for us to be so superstitious about everything in our lives, about our fall, about the sitara, gardish kar raha hai, to kya kar raha hai. Har waqt hum pareshan hote hain, kuch bhi karne ke liye kundli dekhte hain. Bhai, kundli mein dekh lo, likha hai ki nahi likha hai. Tell about the future, tell about the present, tell about what's going to happen. And bandi isi gardish mein bas pade rehte hain, ki ab main bas khud nahi sochta hoon, bas jo likha hai wahi hona hai. Aise bhi log hote hain that believe like this. So taqdeer is, as we mentioned about taqdeer, ek dusra chapter hai, or we have discussed about this in the previous days, alhamdulillah, about destiny and taqdeer. And this is written and this was mentioned in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all of this which we do today, all of this is in the divine knowledge and was always in the divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal was aware of our actions even before we were created. Therefore, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written whatever we are supposed to do according to our actions. So, hum jo ab kar rahe hain, jo hamare saath hone wala, is not because it was written for it to happen like that, but rather, we are supposed to believe that Allah azza wa jal knew the actions that we were going to carry out in the dunya. So therefore, he had written it accordingly. So this is also one very effective way of believing and understanding and getting over with this ill omen, and for us to not believe in this shaitanic and satanic whisper. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, now we shall connect with our Muballigh Amiruddin Sallamahul Bari. MashaAllah, we have been waiting for him, and for the first time we are going to be having him in our program called The Early Echo. Let us welcome him in our program for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brother Amiruddin bhai, I hope you're doing well. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
We are discussing being superstitious and believing in ill omen, Amiruddin bhai. Any Madani pools you would like to add to our topic of discussion for today?
Unfortunately, it means you don't have tawakkul on Allah. And obviously, superstition is linked with obviously things like satanic things. And let me, as you mentioned, I just heard that everything in our life is planned by Almighty Allah. So whatever has to happen will happen. So now you find, okay, one common thing with us is, especially in the month of Safar, many people have this superstition, it's a bad luck month. So yet in the month of Allah Azza wa Jal, every month there's no bad luck. And you find like in the common thing is people are superstition, like I'm not sure in your country, like if people see a black cat crossing the road, they say it's a bad luck. Or if they see the number 13, it's a bad luck number.
All of this actually makes a person's iman very weak, and this causes diseases and many types of diseases. He's never certain on anything he does, Amiruddin bhai. Any work he does, he's always uncertain because of the thing he experienced in his life. And he believes that if I am unsuccessful, he would not blame himself for it. He will blame the thing that he have seen or experienced, and he will regard that to be his failure. Regard that to be the reason for his failure. This is a very short, a very big fault and a shortcoming of a person who is very superstitious. The easiest way, I believe, Amiruddin bhai, is that what Islam has given us and taught us is to believe that Whatever actions we carrying out at this moment has been written in our destiny, because the divine knowledge and ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is part of our destiny and taqdeer. And this is what all faith is all about. So alhamdulillah, there are many ways of bettering this, Amiruddin bhai. And another way, the third cause of bad omen, is to refrain from any work due to a bad prediction. Okay, Amiruddin bhai, is also a very good point that we would like to discuss. The cue of this is, whenever you have a bad prediction about any work, do not let that thought settle in your heart or in your mind. Any Madani pools as far as this prediction is concerned, Amiruddin bhai?
Right, the one person, obviously he was a little bit far away from deen and regularly come from namaz, etc., etc. Then one day I introduced him to two people from Dawud Islami, very pious people, very humble. And after he shook hands with them, he sat in the car, he was very angry. He's telling me, you know what, these people are evil. He says, you know, when I shake hand, if my eyes, left eye flutter, it means there's something wrong. And these people, he's telling me, you know, you don't know these people. They've got very bad heart. And I tried to convince him. He says, no. This thing always works for me. He says, if I meet somebody in my world, his left eye flutters, it means these are very evil people. And I happen to know these people. And they were Mubaligh of Dawud Islami. And these guys knew in the
world. Well, I'm really shocked to hear this. And this is exactly what I'm saying, is that It actually leads a person to sins and guna.
Yeah, you know, he was so convinced. He never accepted my explanation. He said, no, you don't know. He's telling me this always happens to me. And you won't believe it. Eventually, what happened? He even broke his relationship with me due to suspicion. You know, I'm sure you know I do Tawizat. And for some reason, he became suspicion of something. And he broke a relationship with me as well. That shows you, once you have this evil habit of suspicion, it breaks you. It actually isolates you.
Amiruddin bhai, Ala Hazrat Sayyidi, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, while speaking about the diseases of the community, and after mentioning the ill omen of people that they believe in this being so superstitious, one way to get rid of this trap of shaitan is to bring about invocations in our lives. Asal mein namaz padhne ke baad hum yu bhag jate hain. You know, after fard namaz, especially in the masajid, we don't often see people indulge or engage in wadaif, awrad and wadaif, which is very, very important. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has written that the one who wants to get over with the whispers of shaitan, then he should actually take help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by invoking this wadifa. He should recite, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah Azza wa Jalla is sufficient for me, and what a great creator he is. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ جی Amiruddin bhai.
The other very suspicious thing is the number 13. And unfortunately, even like Muslims believe in this. If their flat is in the 13th floor, they won't go and take it. If the flat number is 13, they'll try and avoid it. So, you see, these are some things.
May Allah protect us.
This happens if you don't have any tawakkul on Allah. Because whatever meant for you, No power in the world can stop it. And what is not meant for you, no power in the world can give you. And people are suspicious. It means they have actually a mental problem. They don't realize that. And the only way to get rid of the mental problem is to make tawakkul in Allah. And as you mentioned, and for that obviously you have to be punctual with your salah. You got to be, and have knowledge of deen.
Bishak.
And the reason why many people are unfortunately involved with this kind of issues is because they have very little knowledge of deen. Deen will actually make you realize that, as you mentioned, that nothing in your life happens without a purpose, and it is from Almighty Allah. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand this.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen. We say shukran Amiruddin bhai for being part and parcel of this program, and shukran to you for sharing with us those Madani pearls. It was very much important. And for those who did not know, have already known once again that in South Africa, our Amiruddin bhai, mashallah, is in charge of Tawizat ya Taria department, our Nigran sahab, mashallah, and he guides people towards righteousness via this line as well. In other words, by removing their difficulties, by assisting them. And dear viewers on the Madani channel, we say shukran to you as well for watching this program. If ever these thoughts have ever worried you and you were concerned about them, as of today, brush them off your life. Do not even let them worry you at all, because you are a believer, you are a Muslim, and a Muslim should always think positive. If anything ever happens to you like this, whereas you saw a blind person, you heard the dog barking or crying at night or anything which you always regarded, for example, the example which Amiruddin Bhai had given us about the eye twitching. If this ever happens to you, then think that now my day will be even more better, inshallah. Think like that. When the month of Safar comes again, may Allah give you a long life to meet that month. And when you do, then you must say, yes, it is a positive month. As we say, Safarul Muzaffar Sharif, the month of success. So your work will be successful. We come to the end of this program. Until we will come back with another episode with this program called The Early Echo, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Till then, stay good, do good, be good. And remember, wherever you are, the missionary statement of Da'wat Islam is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Allah.